Blog Talk Radio.
Together you got the smooth drummer. All right, party people, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and I got a special guest for you. I got my main man, Mongoose, to come in, step in, and bless y'all with some knowledge. Speak to the people, Mongoose.
Hey, hey, Mongoose here, ready to rock and roll with you guys.
Let me give y'all a backdrop on the Mongoose. Mongoose is the hairy little man, about 4'11", about 382 pounds. You know, he got green and brownish teeth. You know, anything else you want to add?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm, you know, I go after the cobra. They call me the mongoose for a reason, you know. And, you know, I mean, anybody listening will know that, you know, obviously I can't be 4 foot anything. I have perfectly straight white teeth. I'm about 5'10". I'm, you know, a Latina lover.
Well, this ain't no personal.
Well, no, I'm not taking it personal, you know.
I mean, no, I'm saying, why are you putting it out? I'm 5'10". I'm a Latin lover. I don't care about that.
Sure they do. They got to get a visual, man.
Oh, okay. Give them a visual then. Keep going, Mr. Visual.
Well, you know, got my cigar right with me. Cigar with me. Just that's, you know, typically what I like to do, hang out and chill and you know, go out with my ladies.
You actually talk to girls?
I do more than talking, you know. I let the fingers do the walking.
The fingers do the walking, okay.
You know what I mean.
Nice.
You know what? I had an interesting conversation today.
What was your interesting conversation, sir?
I was having a little dinner earlier. And, you know, one thing came up, and you know, I guess there's rumor that Bernie Mac, you know, he died because of pneumonia. But, you know, some guy was joking around saying, well, yeah, he was taking, you know, high blood pressure medicine. He had all kinds of other stuff, but he's also on, you know, Viagra, and because he mixed the two, he died of that.
And yeah, he died of Viagra.
I know it's bullshit, but here's the funny thing. So, you know, so then my buddy is asking me, so, you know, what do you think about Viagra? I said, well, and I'm going to be honest with you. I said, I've taken it one time. And he asked, and he goes, well, so what was that like? And I said, well, you know, for a guy like me, I said, shit, I mean, you know, it was like a lightsaber, man, you know.
A lightsaber?
It was a lightsaber. Dude, I got a high five at the end of that night, let me tell you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, but let me tell you, what was funny about it was, he's like, well, so what if your girl knew about it, you know? And that's kind of like the controversy, you know, like what if your girl – you know, doesn't know you're taking Viagra, but you're taking Viagra to have sex. And I said, you know what? I've heard the kind of, you know, the pros and cons of it, but here's how I look at it. If you're going to be taking,
looking at,
well, this is what I say. If you're going to be taking Viagra for your girl, you're taking it for her. You're trying to, you know, you're not trying to be selfish. It's not because, you know, you can't get a hard on, you know, because, you know, you're wrong with the wrong woman, or it's her. Or you're
right.
Not interested. No, I mean, you know what? I took that Viagra at one time, I said, you know what? I'm going to rock this one. And, you know, like I said, at the end of it, I got a high five.
So you did it so that you could rock her, as you call it.
Right.
All right.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, she's getting hers because, you know, when a woman has sex, what is she in it for? She's in it for
herself.
I mean,
ladies out there, y'all have to answer that. You know, you can give us a call, 646-929-2037, or you can, of course, email us at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com, and y'all can tell us what y'all in it for. Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, Fred, what do you think?
I'm in it for. That's what I'm in it for.
Well, shit, you're in it for yourself, right?
I'm in it for everybody. Dick Hugger is in it for everybody.
Well, come on, man. You know, you've heard the old saying, you take care of number one, right? Being a man in any sexual relationship,
well,
of course,
but
you want to take care of them first.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that a real man will do his, but you got to do that first.
Oh, you got to do her first. Absolutely. So, in your opinion, is there anything wrong with, you know, taking Viagra to kind of make that experience a little bit more, you know, exciting?
Well, if it's not going to give you a heart attack, no.
Well, I mean, we're not going to go on the same level of, you know, the theory of Bernie Mac, but, you know, yeah.
Well, hold on. Now we got a web chat viewership here in Chocolate saying that we're doing the personal Viagra commercial, and they're asking, how often are you taking Viagra, sir?
Is she asking me?
She's asking you.
I've only taken it the one time.
Well, Mongo said he's only taking it one time. Now,
you know, I'm going to tell you something real quick. You know, I'm not trying to make a commercial for Viagra. I'm not going to make a commercial for Cialis or anything like that. But I'm going to tell you, you know what? It works. You know,
yeah.
It made her happy, made me happy, and everybody was happy.
All right. Well, now Dick Hugger's number one fan says the women are in it for the orgasm, obviously.
Hey, well, there you go.
And two, Dick Hugger's number one fan says, try some extend.
Some extend.
I don't know if they're trying to make a comparison saying that you not necessary, because extend is supposed to extend you. So I don't know.
Well, yes. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't got a problem with that. So, you know, Viagra, no Viagra, you know, still taking care of business.
All right. I can respect that. Now, I got a question for
Sure. Not
just you, Mongoose, but for everybody else out there. What is a, in I don't know if you know this, what is a dingleberry?
A dingleberry?
Oh, hold on. We got a caller, Mongoose. Hold on a second. Caller number two.
I'm calling about, as a woman, I'm calling to give my opinion. Of course,
okay.
I wouldn't say I'm just all in it for me, because so many factors go into it. You know, is it the first time you're with that person or not? But I'm about making sure my partner is feeling just as good as I am. I'm not out just for myself.
You heard that, Mongo?
I heard that. And you know what? I completely and utterly respect that, and I find that to be, you know, honorable, because I'd be honest with you, I don't think there's a lot of women out there like you who feel the same way, you know? I mean,
it's honorable?
Yeah, it's honorable, sure.
Military job? Honorable?
Sure, it's honorable. Why not, right?
Am I
using the wrong word? Am I using the wrong word?
No, honorable. Hey, that's honorable.
No, but I have another question for you, Mongoose. Now, you said that you used the Viagra that time and everything was all good, but you've only used it that one time. So if it was all good, then how come you haven't used it anymore? You haven't needed it, or what was the situation? That's not too personal.
No, not at all. I'll tell you all about it. What happened was, I had a friend of mine who was, he was really promoting it. He was thinking that was like the best thing on the planet. I told him I never used it, never needed it, never had a problem with it. And he says, well, you know, you got to try it because, you know, I'm gonna tell you. He says, you know, you'll last longer, and you know, it'll be, you know, all that much better for her. So I said, okay, well. So he gave me one. He actually had a subscription or a prescription to one, and he gave me half a pill, and I took it, and yeah, I mean, it was everything that he told me it would be. And
so you didn't get anything out of it?
Me personally, I did, because it did. It lasted a lot longer. It you know, and it stays, apparently it stays in your system for like 24 hours. So when you're done the first time, you want to go, you know, 2, 3, 4 rounds, and that night, you know, you got no problem doing it. You know, and you know, I'll be honest with you. You find some guys. I mean, unless you're 18 and you got a libido like nobody else, you know, I mean, going 2, 3, 4 rounds in a night sometimes can be a problem for some people. You know, so.
Okay.
No, but I've never used it since because. Like I said, I never really had that problem, but I guess, you know, it was like curiosity. You know, I just wanted to see if it was all that it was hyped up to be.
Okay, well, that's an interesting take. Thank you. Do you have any other questions for me, or am I free?
No, I think you're a great caller, and thank you very much.
All right, thank you, caller number two.
Bye.
All right.
So we still had a question about the dingleberry.
Yes. What is a dingleberry?
A dingleberry,
yeah.
From my understanding, is is a guy who, or, you know, I guess it could be a girl too, who has a hairy butt and goes number two and has little pieces of dried poop, you know, hanging from the butt hair.
Like a hanging chad, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Now, I debated this earlier, and I looked it up because where I'm from, dingleberry is not hairy butt with the hanging chad. Dingleberry is a berry, an edible berry. I've actually had dingleberry before.
Okay, you're nasty.
No. No, not that kind of dingleberry.
Right.
I had the actual dingleberry, the real fruit dingleberry.
I'm going to tell you, Dick Hugger, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I don't think you want to tell the people you've actually had dingleberries because I don't think many people know that a dingleberry can actually be something that's edible. But that's just me.
Yeah, but see, it depends on what we saying and how we saying it.
Sure.
You know, because the word means something in a different part of the country, and it means something different somewhere else.
Well, that's a very good point. I mean, there's a lot of places I've traveled, as you know, I've been around. And, you know, I mean, just all over the world, you can find that certain gestures, you know, hand gestures or, you know, mouth gestures or different words mean totally different things. So, yeah, you know, I guess if,
I was told that in Islamic countries, if the person isn't left-handed and they extend their left hand to you, it's an insult because in Islamic countries, they wipe their butts with their hands. They're all hands.
This is true.
So, in saying that, I also, it's like my name, Dick. You know, some people know that it means penis. And then there's some people who know it as it means a private detective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you look at it, that's where I got the dingleberry, and then you say, okay, is it the hanging chad, or is it the actual edible fruit? And this is not for them people that like to eat other people's excrement. We ain't even going into that.
Right.
Well, actually,
I mean,
knew somebody that did that.
That's kind of gross. All right.
Oh, I mean, it's like there's another thing that's actually in the dictionary. Dick test. Did you know dick test was in the dictionary?
What is it?
Dick test.
No.
Now, I mean, me and you might think a dick test is one thing. Where other folks may think a dick test is something else.
True.
Now, the actual dictionary, according to Webster definition, is a dick test is a test to determine susceptibility or immunity to scarlet fever by an injection of scarlet fever toxin. That's what a dick test is. Now, what I'm thinking we should change that because that's just not funky enough. I'm thinking that if we gonna have a dick test should be something totally different. So me and you, we gonna put our heads together on this mongoose, and we gonna come up with a real dick test, and we gonna premiere it right here on Smooth Drama. So y'all be looking out for that, because this is coming full circle. We gonna do a real dick test. You down for that?
Gotcha.
All right. Now, you know, I was looking, you know, I was talking to people, you know, they're talking about dances. You ever notice how dances have the dumbest names, like the Harlem Shake? Like, if I do the Harlem Shake, is it the Harlem Shake even though I'm in San Diego?
Sure. You know why? It's like... But it's like a drink, right? You got a Manhattan, you've got a mojito, you've got a Cuba Libre, you've got all kinds of different drinks that come from different places. It doesn't matter where you have it, you know where the origin comes from.
Okay, but would you tell people that you would do a dance like the Stinky Leg?
You know, I probably wouldn't call it something like that if people asked me what kind of dance move I was doing.
That's the name of there's a dance called the Stinky Leg.
I can only imagine what that would look like.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would look like. It sounds kind of stupid to me. You know,
that sounds stupid, but sure.
You know?
But you know what? God, I mean, you know, I never understood where, I mean, I've probably said it 100 times, you know, I'm going to dance the jig. Where the fuck did that come from?
Well, jig is the origin of that word is dancing the jig is what they used to make the slaves do.
Ah.
Yeah, so if you're dancing the jig, you're dancing like the slaves used to do. And jig was like a nickname for slaves.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I'm here to tell you.
Is there a particular way to dance that way or what?
I don't know. I've never danced a jig, and I don't think I'm ever going to do it. And if somebody asks me to dance a jig, they better hope that I don't have a gun.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know,
now,
No.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking, you know, because I've seen a couple of movies. You know, one was called The Last Boy Scout. We got Bruce Willis dancing the jig.
Right.
You know, and, you know, whatever. I've seen it before. I didn't know if that was the way, if that's the, you know, it, or if you just say you dance the jig, is that just some kind of thing where you're just getting down? I don't know.
I just would just go with, I'm going to cut a rug.
Exactly.
If you're going to go old school with it, I'm cutting a rug.
Right.
Even though there may not be no carpet, but, you know.
You know, I got one more interesting story to tell you.
You got one more?
I got one for you. And, you know, anybody listening out there, ladies, anybody, I got to tell you, I mean, maybe you can call in and give me your opinion on this, but I was having a conversation with a buddy last night, and we're having dinner, and as you can tell, I go out to dinner quite a bit, but anyway, I was with a couple friends, and one of the guys, he's like 45, 43, 45, something like that,
okay.
And he was saying to me, he's like, hey, Raul, he gets in my car, we're driving back, you know, we're going to go have a cigar, and he says, man, you know, it seems like you're pretty successful with the women. I'm trying to be modest because again, I know he's not, you know, very.
He's not successful with the women.
He's not successful, so I don't want to hurt his feelings. Say, yeah, I'm, you know, King Ding-a-ling or anything, but
that's mighty big of you, man.
You know, try to be the right, do the right thing. But
that's
so, anyways,
cool.
he asked about it, and he's saying he has a lot of trouble trying to approach women. And, you know, what do you say and what do you do? And if you're going out with multiple women because, you know, you're not, you know, exclusively dating one, you don't have a girlfriend, you know, how do you deal with dating multiple women at one time? And, you know, I said to him, I said, this is what I do. When I go out with a woman, I'm with that woman right then and there. That is my focus. She has all my attention. My mind's not anywhere else. That's where I'm at. You know, and that's kind of how you deal with it. Because if you start, you know, thinking about other person, one person you like a lot, or, you know, you're wondering if she likes you. I mean, you know, people that you're with at that very moment, they can sense that.
Okay.
You know, so I'm giving them a lot of advice. You know, I'm kind of like, okay, this is what you do. And what I do with women and why I've, you know, somewhat been successful, I suppose.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. So is this you breaking out the player 10 commandments out here? Is that what you said?
You know what? Maybe. I think we are.
Okay. Well, you know, you got to enlighten the people. You know, some people need to be told. They got to be led to the water, homie.
Okay.
Lead them to the water.
But, buddy, I'm going to tell you, Dick. I know a couple people I've tried to coach. You know, it's like it's the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
Exactly. Well, I'm saying just lead them to the water. Now, once they get to the water, whether they drink or not, that's not on you. You win your fight.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, Peace 2009 wants to know, what part of the country are you in, Mongoose?
I am in sunny San Diego.
All right, do you hear that, Peace 2009? We're in sunny San Diego.
Sunny San Diego, where the women flock like the sparrows of Capistrano.
What the hell does that mean?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of women.
Well, it depends on who you're talking about when you say there's a lot of them. Because, you know, like your homie, he don't necessarily know how to approach a lot of women.
Right. Well, you know, so I guess, you know, one of the Ten Commandments of approaching a woman is you got, you know, there's a couple, you know, things, I suppose. I mean... things that, you know, to make a successful approach, to have a successful conversation, to get her interested.
Break it down.
Is you got to be funny. I mean, number one thing, any woman out there will tell you, what makes a man more attractive than anybody else is his sense of humor. Can he make you laugh?
Right.
Can you say something interesting enough to put a smile on a woman's face? And if you can do that, then the next step is, well, you know, be confident. You know, step up to the plate. I got an old saying, and the old saying is, you don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly.
You don't get
if you don't ask.
That's right. Tonight.
So are you
going to
be talking about that? Oh, well, hold on. Chocolate said you got to be tall, too.
Well, you can't.
We back on that height thing. See, we've talked about this earlier, Mongoose.
What I
brought up that women say that they don't like short guys, even though they're little women.
Well, of course not. That's in the handbook of being a woman. I mean, you want a guy who you can feel comfortable, secure with, the guy who can protect you, right?
All right, but dude can be 5'3" in the 50-degree black belt.
Yeah, but you know what? It's still not the presence he's putting out. I hate to say it, man. Short guys, you know, they're one step behind. In the situation of, you know, approaching women. I hate to say it. I know a couple guys too who are like 5'6". And, you know, they are, you know, Billy Badasses. They could be like UFC fighters, you know. It doesn't matter. He goes up to a girl, and the girl's 5'6", 2", and she can look at him like, you know, you're a short little shit. You know?
Yeah. I understand it, but I don't understand it.
Well, here goes back to the old thing. I mean, again, your perception of how you present yourself could overcome that whole 5'6" small guy issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So
that whole confidence thing, right?
Exactly. So if you're a short guy, but you know what to say and how to say it and have a good time and be confident, man, a girl will look at you like you're 6'3".
Right. Maybe.
I
guess it depends on
that, you know.
These females out here, they're not all that, they're not taking too kindly to dudes that's not 6'5", 10" and up. They just not feeling it.
Pulsa.
Well, chocolate is like, it's all relative, because she says to you, Mongoose, you're short to her.
5'10" short, huh?
5'10" short.
Wow. Well, that's well, I guess, again, you know, if I met Chocolate, you know, she might think a whole lot differently then.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like, I'll give you another example of tonight. You know, again, I was having dinner before I came over here, and you know, the waitress was really cute. You know, kind of being flirtatious with us, you know, of course, you know, she's doing it for the tips and having a good time, et cetera.
Right.
But when the check came, you know, I put my phone number down there, and I said in front of her, I said, hey, you call me. And she looked at me, and she says, you know, I just might. But my friend was like, how could you possibly do that? And I said, you know what? If you never throw it out there, you're never going to find out. You're never going to get a response. It's like throwing a hook in the ocean without any bait.
All right. Your phone number was the bait.
It was. Now, if she wants to, you know, bite, that's okay.
Okay. I don't know. I have to quantify these. I think I've only ran into like one woman that was taller than me. She was like 6'2".
Oh, yes, you're a pretty tall guy.
Yeah, I'm 6'1".
Which is, you know, standardly a pretty tall guy these days.
Yeah.
You know.
Normal guy is like 5'10", so you about the average height.
True. This is true.
But you know, I don't think it should make a difference either way. But that's just me.
Yeah, you know, hard to say. You know, but you know, like I said, what did you just say earlier? Some girls don't like the guys who are short.
Right. But, you know, if you're not talking to the guy, it's like, come on, are you serious?
Right.
You know, you're not talking to the guy first. I mean, because if we're just looking at women for just, I mean, of course, men look at women for certain qualifications, whatnot, things that they're attracted to. But I don't think height has ever come into the equation.
Right.
never looked at a woman like, nah, she's too short. I can't talk to her.
The same token, I've never looked at a woman that she's too tall either.
Right. Exactly.
But it's a whole different ball of wax for guys, though. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, we I guess we not as superficial as these females out here.
They yeah. can be, yeah.
Yeah, they can be, but I'm not gonna quantify it either way.
Well, listen, Dick, got to get going. Unfortunately, I got something to take care of. Got to need to find a friend of mine.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a short break here, everybody. My main man Mongo came in, blessed us, and when we come back, we're gonna get back to smooth drama. All right. Peace out, Mongoose.
Peace out, Dick. We'll see you later, bro.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama, smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. Going to solo tonight. My co-host Butterfly Khan, you know, she's out doing her thing, trying to hang out with celebrities, doing her groupie thing, whatever. I'm back at the back of stage. You know, trying to get autographed, taking pictures, stuff like that. But I'm not going to hate on her. I'm not going to hate on her that she's having a good time while I'm doing the show. It's all good. I still love you, Butter, even though you suck. Anyway, back to smooth drama. We're going to get into some news. I guess... This is kind of different. There's a tongue award where it's called the Presentation of the Meat. And what they do, they took a presentation in Meat, Kansas. It's a columnist for the Chicago Tribune. He's been running the contest to pick a title for his tell-all book that former Governor Rod Blagojevich, I'm always killing people's names, he promised this week. The prize is a tasty 3-pound beef tongue defrosted. Yeah, that's just nasty. While I'm thinking tongue awards, I'm thinking it'd be something for the ladies that they would enjoy. But, hey, I don't know. But we'll go on into, I don't know how many people remember the crime dog, McGruff. Well, he got a beatdown. McGruff the crime dog was the latest victim of mascot mayhem. Police said their four-legged hero absorbed a blow to the head over the weekend from a Metro bus driver in front of a bunch of school children. I guess the guy who was actually District Officer Tyrone Hardy in costume, he was handing out flyers to kids in Northwest Washington. And when the bus driver, Sean Brim, who's 38, stopped, got out, adjusted his mirror, and then just cold cocked McGruff in the head with a closed fist, according to the police report. And they said McGruff was woozy and he staggered. Said the kid screamed and the alleged attacker, It's always funny when they say alleged, when there's a whole bunch of people that saw it happen. The alleged attacker hopped back on the bus and drove off. Like, people don't know who the bus driver is. See, I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out why a guy would attack McGruff, the crime dog. You know it's a guy in a costume. I'm going to think what I always think. Y'all know me. I'm always talking about crazy folk, and I'm thinking that this bus driver was crazy as hell. I don't understand no other reason for him to just stop out of the blue. Say, and I guess maybe he didn't like that cartoon growing up or whatever. McGruff the crime dog broke up his favorite cartoon, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to get McGruff back today. I'm going to whoop McGruff the crime dog's ass tonight. It's just on, and he jumped on him. It's kind of weird. I hear these stories, and I always get scared. Like, wow, people are getting dumber and dumber every day. Try to figure out why. Just don't know. So, moving on to the most pierced woman in the world. It's like the most pierced woman who had, she had like 462 piercings in the year 2000 when she first claimed the Guinness Book World Record. A decade later, this crazy-looking lady, Elaine Davidson, she's racked up another 5,543 holes, or 6,005 total piercings on her person. And that includes more than 1,500 that are internal. I don't know what that means, and I can't think of 1,500, it's 1,500 piercing, internal piercing? I don't know, do they? I don't know what that means. Does that mean they open up the actual person and they put a piercing in? Ah, that's just gross. I don't know what else you can do with that. But I see y'all talking about the Oprah show with Rihanna, and well, not Rihanna, but talking about the whole abuse and all that. I got mixed emotions on this Chris Brown Rihanna deal. One end, you know, a guy like that who beats on the woman the way he beat on her. I would tell the woman, yeah, you can't be around this guy. And I know she forgave him, and they're, quote unquote, back together. But still, we're talking about someone that beats you, and you figure that if he's got the balls to pop you upside the head once, probably be easier second, third, fourth, or fifth time. If this is even the first time that he's ever hit her. I mean, that's one of the things that's never been put out there. Because we don't know, obviously. Just like we don't know exactly what happened in the car. Did was she hitting him? What the circumstances were. I mean, all we have is speculation. Unfortunately, you know, and there's so many people who are talking about this, they've made it a public issue. Now, me, myself, you know, somebody who has two sisters and somebody who has a bunch of nieces, and, of course, I got my nephews, too. I always tell my nephews, hey, you need to be ready to protect your sisters. It doesn't matter because, you know, that's what men's supposed to do. You're not supposed to be hitting on your women. You're supposed to be protecting your women. And this situation, I mean, because she went back to him. And I don't know if this is just something that that they're doing as a publicity stunt so that they can get, you know, get some fans back for Chris, you know, to kind of help repair his image a little bit. I mean, you never know in these situations. Or it could be just something where he hit her. He's sorry for real. And maybe he's trying to change. We don't know. I mean, because these are young people. And as most people who are older know, that the things that you contemplated and did at 17, 18, 19, and 20, you don't necessarily contemplate or do those same things when you're 30 and 40. So I think the book is still out. And so he's got a chance to turn it around. You know, hopefully this is just a one-time mistake and it won't happen again. If not, we know, of course, the American public will be on him like stink the doo-doo. That one I'm quite sure of. And I just hope that people don't talk too badly about Rihanna, you know, because obviously this is a hard time for her because she's the victim. You know, people can't keep attacking her and, you know, I mean, publicly saying how stupid she is. These are some things that, especially when you talk about young, sensitive people, you should be out there talking, not in public, but talking to her behind the scenes, you know, trying to uplift the spirit, not, you know, doing these shows for publicity's sake, you know, so that you can get some ratings and some more commercial dollars. I mean, you know, how far do you have to go to make a dollar? You know, because everybody's human in this situation, of course. And humans have feelings and humans make mistakes. Humans will always make mistakes. That's just part of our makeup. So I hope everybody takes it easy on her and don't look at her as such a bad person. I mean, because there are some really bad things that are happening. Now I'm talking about TJ again. Y'all know every week or so I talk about TJ because I don't think people understand how serious it is down there. You know, I guess last week the headline is Heads Roll Again in Tijuana. They said any hopes for peace south of the border were shattered Tuesday, according to a published report. Six bodies were found in Tijuana and Tecate, and two teenage girls' bodies turned up south of Tecate's downtown area. Three men's headless bodies were discovered not far from the border in Tijuana, and the blanket wrapped body of a man was found in Tijuana also. And they're saying some officials are speculating that the deaths are linked to a string of arrests. You know, they can't really confirm it. I mean, the string of arrests, of course, to me is like the whole drug trade, because a lot of this, well, not a lot of it, the majority of this is about the drug trade and how, you know, they're fighting, you know, the president had fired the whole police department, and they're trying to take back the country from the drug lords, or at least take over the drug trade. I mean, you never know in these situations, but you know it's real serious. You know, people, we don't need to be worrying about Rush Limbaugh talking about I want to debate the president. People talking about, the Rihanna, Chris Brown thing, that's important, but on a national scale, that's not important. You know, when you talk about Tijuana, there's something big, all these deaths happening in Tijuana, we should be cognizant. People who are here, like we're here in Southern California, we're right here on the border. That's very close to us. And, you know, we know a lot of people who go down there. And, you know, I'm sure that commercial traffic is not that good, but I'm, like, wondering, is there a time when it's going to just scoop right up the border? And we'll be in the middle of a Beirut-type situation, Israeli, Palestine, you know, folks are just shooting all over the place. I don't know. It's kind of scary out there, y'all. You know, we talking real-world stuff here. You know, not only are we in the middle of a financial crisis, you know, when the financial crisis has come, of course, that's when we get into these violent crime-type situations also. So it's kind of scary. We need to be cognizant that we need to all stay together and try to make something happen. And I got a tip for, I guess, I don't know who wanted to give a tip about the criminals and whatnot, but I read this story. Police seized more than $1 million from Phish band. And I guess Phish is a rock band. And there was the story is, some Phish fans are leaving Hampton a little lighter than when they arrived for the band's weekend reunion. Police said Monday they confiscated about $1.2 million in illegal drugs and more than $68,000 in cash from concert goers. They said authorities also arrested 194 Phish fans during the three-night celebration of the band's return to the stage after a nearly five-year absence. They said most of the arrests were for drug possession, use, and distribution, police said. Tourism officials had estimated 75,000 fans would be coming to the coastal Virginia city. Nearly 200 law enforcement officers worked the weekend event with the Vermont-based band picking up the tab. So, I guess, I'm like, wow, at this concert, the police confiscated $1.2 million in illegal drugs. So I guess it's not just a Snoop Dogg concert where they got all the weed and everything. You can go to a Phish concert and they got damn near everything. $1.2 million in illegal drugs, and there was, what, 75,000 fans? Woo! They was ready. They was ready to get high. So high. Whoo. Now, most people know my feelings about the zoo. If you don't know, I think the zoo is slavery. I think people who call themselves, I want to have these exotic pets, as these exotic animals as pets and whatnot. I just think that's wrong, and I'm not for it. Well, this story out of is a Swedish study. It goes back to something that I said a while back, that these chimpanzees, these monkeys, are a tad bit smarter than people give them credit for. They said a canny chimpanzee who calmly collected a stash of rocks and then hurled them at zoo visitors in fits of rage has confirmed that apes can plan ahead, just like humans, a Swedish study said. They said Santino, which is the name of the chimpanzee, his antisocial behavior stunned both visitors and keepers at the Furevik Zoo, but fascinated researchers because it was so carefully prepared. According to a report in the journal Current Biology, the 31-year-old alpha male, see, I'm talking about alpha male, I'm an alpha nerd. Alpha male started building his weapons cache in the morning before the zoo opened, collecting rocks, knocking out discs from concrete boulders inside his enclosure. Then he waited till around midday before he unleashed a hailstorm of rocks against visitors. Now, look what the dude says. These observations convincingly show that our fellow apes do consider the future in a very complex way. What the hell does he mean, fellow apes? I know, you know, I hear that evolution stuff, you know, and I believe in evolution to an extent. I just don't believe in the evolution part where I came from a chimpanzee. No. My ancestors didn't come from no hairy-ass chimpanzee. Yours did. I'm not claiming the chimpanzee. Period. But this is funny here because these folks is like, oh, it's amazing. He wants to throw rocks at the humans. Hell yeah, he wants to throw rocks at the humans. Man want to be up in the tree. He want to be getting some chimpanzee booty. You know what I'm saying? That's all he want. Oh, Peace 2000 God, you're asking me, do I believe in God? Yes, I believe in God. I believe that God created everything in the universe, on planet Earth, and every other planet that may have life on it. I just don't believe in God the way the majority of folks believe in God. And that's it. Now, when I said the evolution, and you got to listen to me closely, there are some people who believe that we evolved from apes. I was quite clear in stating, no, I didn't evolve from no apes. I don't believe that. I got a difference in opinion. I don't believe in God the way a lot of people believe in God. Why? Because if I believe in God the way y'all, a majority of these folks believe in God, that means I got to kill you if you don't believe in God the way I believe in God. Because that's generally how y'all go. You know, it's kind of weird how y'all do. Because y'all all are praying to the same God. You're hoping for peace on earth. Supposedly want to treat people the right way and all this other stuff. It's just the names are different. And because the names are different and the way I say it should be right, I got to go out and kill you. Because to me, I don't see a real difference between like the Israel-Palestine thing. They're fighting over the Holy Land, but neither one of them believe in Jesus as the Messiah. I don't understand that. I'm just going to say it. It makes no sense. If you don't believe he's the Messiah, what is that? What makes that the Holy Land? What makes God say that, hey, you know what? I'm going to like y'all, but I'm not going to like the rest of y'all because I can't believe that God is going to say, well, this group of people I like, but the rest of y'all got to work harder. No. I don't believe in that. I'm sorry. And yes, Peace, you asked, do I believe in a power greater than myself? I believe I just said that. I believe I said that I believe in God. I believe in the Creator. I just don't believe in man's religion. Spirituality. I keep my relationship with the Creator private. I don't need to share it with everybody. All I know is that if this is what keeps you from breaking into my house, please conduct your religion because I won't break into your house. I won't try to steal nothing from you. I won't try to kill you. Hey, and I don't need to go to church to know not to try to kill you or steal your stuff. That's the only difference. I respect your religious beliefs to the fullest. And that's it. So, getting back to my monkeys, y'all leave the monkeys alone. Let the monkeys have peace. You're wondering why the monkeys are throwing rocks at you and stuff? Hey, you you know, they don't want to be watched. As I always say, how many people want to be that monkey in the cage with some folks looking at them, smiling and laughing and giggling, eating popcorn, cotton candy, and whatnot? It would kind of suck if you had to be the monkey. But, you know, folks don't look at it like that. They're always looking at it from your perspective. But next time you're at the zoo, look at the animals, and if you think they're happy and they're jumping with joy and happy, hey, yay, I'm in the cage. Okay, fine. They're in the cage, and they're happy to be there so that you can see them. Yeah, not really a good thing. Now, I watch a lot of TV. You know, I'm a big TV guy, but only because I have DVR. DVR allows me to be able to watch all these shows, and I get all the best time out of the shows. Like, I watch the show Cheaters. I'm a Cheaters fanatic, but I only watch the confrontation. It's like the best 10 minutes on TV. You know, I skip through the whole detective talking and follow the people around. I just get to this, hey, here's what they did. Let's go run up on the park. That's the only part I like. I mean, it's cool to me. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, okay. Peace, you have a lot of questions here. So what do you guys think about a woman pledging a sorority, then after becoming a sister, decides she wants to become a man? I don't know. I don't think too much about who wants to be a man or a woman. It's their decision. I'm a man. I'm cool with it. I don't know about anybody else. I can't speak on that. And back to Cheaters, it's funny. One, because you got people who are, I don't know, is this low self-esteem? And they want to display their pain on TV. It's kind of pathetic. It's really kind of pathetic. I don't know. I can't see me doing that. And if somebody ever tried to do that to me, you wouldn't catch me on there. And what appeals to me, Peace 2009 asked me what appeals to me about running up on them. Hey, it don't appeal to me about running up on them because I'm not the one running up on anybody. And I won't be running up on anybody because I wouldn't be calling the show Cheaters on anybody. And I hope nobody will be calling the show Cheaters on me because the show will be over with really quick because, one, I wouldn't give them permission to have my face on or anything. It would be, hey, F y'all, I'm out, peace in the hood, and the show's over. Well, they wouldn't air my show. That's what I got on it. I think it's stupid. And that's the thing that we try to talk about here on Smooth Drama. We talk about crazy people and the crazy things that they do. Not to build them up, but to more draw a line. I'm trying to draw a line, man. That's all. You know, saying, hey, look, y'all crazy. And we can't be crazy. We got to say, okay, these actions are crazy, and we cannot indulge in them. And that's it. And, yes, I would block my face. I would block everything, distort my voice, all that. The show would be over with real quick. I'd get 20 seconds on the air. Anyway, that's my time, people. I'm glad. I first want to give a shout-out to my boy Mongoose. Thank you for blessing me. To all my listeners out there, I, of course, love y'all. And I look forward to having Butter back next week. And I'll talk to y'all. You guys have a great weekend. Dick Hugger, Smooth Drummer. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.